When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 1 hour to go this week. As the Dodgers, we haven't even mentioned the Dodgers are in town. All right, this is kind of a big deal. We got the Dodgers in town, followed by Monday night, Paul Skeens in town. Don't care about the Pirates. Just
Skeens, 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 Skeens.
No, it's sense. You can't say Skeens.
I can say Skeens. Skeens.
I know what you're doing there, okay? Dodgers in town. Is that douchebag Kelly still on their team?
I don't know if Joe Kelly's there. I bet he is. Oh, man, I hate that guy.
I honestly don't hate a lot of
players anymore. I used to. Like, there was some Jazz I truly hated. But I hate Joe Kelly.
I hate Joe Kelly. He's a douche.
You remember when Ohtani, like, got him a car or his wife a car?
Nah, Joe's back with the Dodgers.
He's with the Dodgers, yeah. This is when he joined the Dodgers.
He gave up
his number so Ohtani could get 17, and that's why I think Ohtani gave him a car.
Yeah, he was never with the Pirates.
No, he's with the Dodgers. I'm saying.
Well, I thought you were talking about when Skeens
came to
him.
I'm talking about the Dodgers.
Oh yeah, of course he's with them.
Yeah, he's been with the Dodgers.
Yeah, well, he was with the White Sox for a couple of years.
Yeah, no, he went back to the White Sox in 22, and then he came back to the Dodgers. He's such a douche. Such a douche. I mean, yeah, we played him and lit him up, didn't we? I think we lit him up.
Yeah.
In the playoffs and when he was with the White Sox in 22.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, which was one of the happiest days of my life.
How would you rank him? Where's the land? Number four? Number five? Where's lighting up Joe Kelly?
I've had a lot of happy days. I'm going to go probably a little bit lower than that. So one of the happiest days of my life could be like 23rd or 24th. Right.
So you're
not putting it ahead of the birth. If you're not a good person if you don't put the birth of your children first.
Okay but where do you put Astros 17 World Series?
17 World Series? Yeah, he was with Boston.
No, but where do you put that?
Game seven.
Yeah, where do you put that game?
Days of your
where
life.
Do you put
oh,
that? Yeah.
That was a great day.
I know.
We spray painted Nick's place with champagne.
Okay, so where do you put that on your days, your happiest days?
Oh, it's a better day than.
Is it about seventh?
Oh, it's up there, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, what about 22 World Series?
22 was great.
22. What's higher, 17 or 22? Which one?
Probably 17. The first one's always the most special.
The first one, yeah. Okay, now marriage to Wendy.
Marriage to Wendy is 1, 2, 3, or 4. I mean, you got to put the birth of your kids. Otherwise,
you don't have the kids without the wife. The wife's got to be first.
Right.
Is that how it works?
Well, yep. No, you can have kids without a wife.
Oh, she's on the plane. You can say whatever
you
want.
Yeah, what's he talking about? You can have kids without getting married.
You can
married.
Have kids without a wife. I don't know if you heard.
This isn't you Puritan couldn't
have had,
times.
You, well, wait a minute. You couldn't have had your kids without your wife?
No, but she didn't have to be my wife. I could have, I mean, could have so had kids.
But you did have a wedding, though.
But the wife.
Yeah, we did.
But the
she wasn't going to pop out kids for you without getting married.
I don't like the popping
Wendy's
out
not,
stuff.
Wendy's
popping
Wendy
out.
Is.
Popping out.
Yeah, Wendy's not doing that.
Well, the children still rank ahead of the wedding, correct?
Do they?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, remember that. To, keep that same energy.
The happiest day.
Wendy would rank the children ahead of her.
Okay,
of
then blah, what's blah, right blah, after blah. Your kids and Wendy? What's right after that?
Oh, I made the mistake once. Oh, my God. Well, she's on a plane, so I can tell it. Somebody asked, what's the best day of your life? And this was a while ago, and I said, well, I shot a 76 in the morning.
Yeah.
Then I went and beat a traffic ticket.
Who?
Then I went to Frank Sinatra with a girl, and then afterwards, you know, stuff happened.
Wait. Shot a 76. You weren't a serious golfer until more recently. What do you mean you
I know.
Went?
That's why it was awesome. That's why it was awesome.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. When did this happen? You went to Frank Sinatra with another girl other than Wendy, and you shot
well,
a 76?
This was before, yes. This was way before. This was probably in the...
You could shoot a 76 back then?
Back then, I shot it. Yeah, that's why it was such a great day.
You went to Sinatra?
Well, it was at Sharpstown, so that take a little bit off of it. But yeah. And I went to Sinatra. This was probably in 92, 91, somewhere around there.
Wow.
No, it was around 93.
That's a good day.
I got here in 93, and I married Wendy in 95, so it was probably 93.
Yeah, so that's a good day for you.
94. It was a great day. So I said that.
Is that five?
My wife was like, really? That was your best day? Oh, God, did I catch it. And she's still, to this day, if you say
well,
best day.
Of course
day,
she still uses
she's
that.
She's got that.
She's never going that. Away. But she's it sounds that like that's arsenal. Number five. That sounds like that's number five.
That's a big day.
It's yeah, it sounds day. Like that's number five.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Guys, I guess I'm not supposed to start until like 7.
Yeah, you can't start until 7 or 8.
So I can't start until 7. But yeah. I've
well,
got
which,
a day.
Which
I've got
birth,
a day in
which,
mind.
Which childbirth was the best of the 7 you have?
Oh, they're all the equally great.
No, you can't. They can't be all equal. They have to rank.
They're all equally incredible.
No. Which one was the best one of all the days your children were born?
Well, Alec was very – Drake was nerve-wracking. Alec was nerve-wracking. Mason had to go to Texas Children's Hospital because of his lung. So I'd say the ones that got just cut out of there, it's easiest like that. Zip, zoop. We're all good.
Those are good. Those are the
best ones. Yeah, just a little C-section. Yip, yip, yip. Here we go. We're all out of there. Probably Madi getting a girl. Now, I might not have said that same answer yesterday at about 3:30 if you had asked me when I'm getting yelled at by her. Like I'm like, oh, this we are not doing. This is not something that's going to be a thing where I'm getting talked to you like this. Uh-uh. I said, me and mom, she's mad. I said, me and mom are in here talking right now. Well, we were just kissing, but she was mainly just laying down. And she said, I don't care. Excuse me? Excuse me?
Mm,
oh,
she's
yeah.
Getting a little
she's
lippy
getting
now,
very,
she?
Very, very lippy. I think she's watching too much of this Dance Moms. She's watching some show on Netflix where these little girls are, you know, on dance teams are like 8 to 10. It's like almost like those dumb pageant shows. And these moms are, you know, they're always arguing. It's a, and I don't care what you say, Carol, your girl. And what are you watching? What are you watching? Why are we watching this? Because now she's got all this sass, too.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, there's the little pageant shows where the moms
they're the
are.
Worst.
They're the worst. Yeah.
You know who doesn't do pageant shows? China. Their kids are beating our brains in. And Sebastian goes, oh, yeah. I used that one time. He goes, oh, yeah? Do you know that
way more than half of their children have to work in factories. I said, where are you getting this? It's a fact. Go online. You can find it. It's a fact. There's videos about it. It's a fact. Their children work in factories. You don't even get to live a good life in China. And I said, I don't care. You're still cranking out a lot of, you know, of our clothes. You're still cranking out a lot of our...
Mm-hmm.
What, Dell, you don't have to roll away from the microphone. These are accurate. Made in China.
Maybe China. You're right.
Made in China.
I don't care. They're still cranking out a lot of our clothes. You just were confronted with your child telling you that there's child labor going on in China.
I'm saying China's beating the brakes off us.
And you, and your response was, I don't care. They're making all our clothes.
Yeah.
All right, well, it sound, the way you make it sound,
that's
it sounds
what you
bad.
Said.
But
that's what you said.
Well, basically, you don't have to just work in factories when you're in China.
He's kind of right.
That's not true.
You don't want John co-signing it.
Well,
you?
Not sweatshops necessarily.
I'm with Lance on this one.
I don't care. They're making our clothes.
Well, but I didn't. But also our technology. Well,
and they're making money while you're not doing anything, Sebastian.
Yeah, exactly.
How much?
What's
money,
your job? Nothing.
How much money are they making those kids in China?
I'm not saying kids. I'm saying like 16 and older. They're, you know what
those
they're doing? They're
kids.
Learning their math. They're learning. They listen to their parents. Of course, they don't have big families over there. That's been an issue. They shut that down. Like, where's
Japan
your older
too.
Brother? Yeah, you don't have one. Guess why? One child policy.
Yeah, you wouldn't survive in China. Your need for procreation wouldn't have gone well in China.
It wasn't my need, brother.
Yeah.
I could have done just fine.
All right, we got to break it there. PJ, you'll be first up on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5, 92.5, and 97.9 HD2 right here. Don't you go anywhere. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Oh, my God. The Dodgers, what is this stuff they got going on? Do you see this?
We can talk about that, but first, we were going to talk to PJ.
Oh, yeah, PJ has been waiting on hold. He wants to talk NFL. Let's get PJ in here. Hey, PJ.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, PJ.
Hey, Johnny, you a Beach Boy now? Thought you was an ally. What are you doing?
No, he's dark side. He stepping to the bad side.
No, I am not. I'm here. I'm still going to be. I'm still a Houston guy. I'm not an L.A. guy. I can't stand I can't stand their teams. I can't stand the Lakers. No, I'm a Houston guy through and through. I'm just going to be doing some remotes. But I'll be back and forth. Don't worry about it, PJ.
You sound like that Texas A&M coach. I've risked my family to come here.
I am not Jim Schlossnagel. I am not
John Schlossnagel.
Why would I go anywhere?
I am not. I said I'm going.
I left my family to be in Houston.
Listen, you think the kids are happy they're not going to have a place to come to in Houston? No. This is where they grew up. This is where we raised them.
Okay. Yeah, well, I don't care who tells it. But anyway, this is why I call. With the NFL wanting to add 18 games, if I'm the players, this is where you make your stand to get more guaranteed money and then expand the rosters, because I think this is the beginning of the end for preseason games. And I just want to hang up and get you guys' take on that. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to – I mean, the paychecks have to go up, whether it's a percentage. Instead of 1/17, you get, 1/18. You get 18 checks instead of 17 checks. So, game checks. So, yeah, you got to fight for that. You're saying, do you fight for more guaranteed money? That's still going to probably be – they're never going to have something – well, I shouldn't say never, but, John, that would have to be negotiated from – it would have to be the Players Association, a collectively bargained agreement to create a minimum amount of guaranteed money. And maybe that will happen one day. But I think for right now, it's still going to be up to the individual team. States' rights, they'll still decide what, some teams fundamentally don't believe in fully guaranteeing deals. Most teams don't. But that's an interesting thought. PJ, an interesting thought to utilize that as leverage. I mean, they're obviously going to have to get more money. They're going to have to get an extra paycheck. This is an extra game, and because you're playing more, John, you've added, because theoretically, and this is going to happen, you're going to go from 17 games to 18 games. Should more of it then, if you're taking on more head trauma, taking on more, you know, pounding on the body, should there be a consideration for more guaranteed money or a higher percentage of the money being guaranteed, a minimum amount of guaranteed money per contract?
Listen, we got to pay Raj his $63 million a year. So we got to have more people interested in more games. We got to put more players.
Who's spearheading this movement, Raj? Because he knows
more
what
lives
the people
for,
want.
For Roger Goodell to get $63 million
lives?
A year, right?
Oh,
so this is what we got to do to make sure Raj can get his $63 million a year. So we need more games. We don't care about player safety. Yeah. Oh, the first thing that we care about is player safety. So we play the Texans are going to play 3 games in 11 days. But we care about player safety.
Yeah, but they're going to be able to use those new guardian caps, right?
Yes.
And now
that's
even,
been taken care of.
And now they even have, like, the caps that go over the guardian caps that look like the team's helmet, so it won't look so bad.
Yeah, fine.
Oh,
we're
so
fine.
The Great Kazoo.
Yeah,
we all going to look like the Great Kazoo.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry you don't love the way safety looks.
All of a sudden, now you don't care
about
safety.
Maybe, but you like these dumb kickoffs where we have to kick left-footed for 2 points.
That's not
And then if we land it at the 7, we get an extra timeout and all those rules. You like that. But God forbid Roger makes safety a big deal. You just want to use UFL or XFL kickoff rules. You're all for that. But safety, boy, John Granato stands against safety. That's a terrible hill to die on, John.
No. I'm fine. You want to look goofy to make sure that Roger Goodell gets his $63
million?
No, I'm
fine. We're doing
it
to make sure the players are safe, unlike your dumb kickoff rules that you co-signed.
Oh, okay. Whatevs.
Now, remind me, how does the ball end up at the 35, John? Which is the kickoff that makes it end up at the 35?
We're not going to do this again. You can Google it on your NFL computer.
Because none of y'all know.
I do know, but we
tried to. How do you end up at the 30?
We tried to explain this to you, and you ignored it. So just look it up.
How do you end up at the 30? Where do you line up on kickoffs?
You can Google it right now if you need the answer.
Do you get running starts?
The things that you were calling the NFL and because you found out that they were going to do the XFL kickoff, you were embarrassing. Okay.
No, I wasn't.
And now you're squarely behind it for
now
safety.
Now you're anti-safety for head trauma. Good Lord, what a terrible stance to
no,
take.
No, I'm okay with it.
Because you don't like the way it
helmet?
Looks.
Just
quote,
so
unquote.
Raj can get his 63.
It has nothing to do with Raj's 63.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Play more games. Play 40 games a year. You know what? Play 3 times a week.
Good. Owners make
just
more
so
money.
Just so Roger could get his money.
Good. Owners make more money so the players can make more money. This is what this is about. It's about making the most money possible for the players and the owners, so that they can enjoy themselves.
Does that filter down to NFL Network?
It trickles. It dealt.
Now
there's a
we
trickle
found,
down.
John, we found.
There's a trickle down.
We found his reasoning behind why he's so supportive.
I don't feel like it matters a whole lot for us.
Well, it
what
seems
they make.
Like. Seems I'll like
be,
you're pushing
I'll
it
be
hard
honest
for
with
a reason.
You. I'd like for it to.
I think you both have been very inconsistent in this segment. Me?
No.
I'm all about player safety.
Extremely consistent. Roger to get his 63.
Well,
that's
seemed,
what I need.
That sounds sarcastic.
But however he does it.
Less games, more Great Kazoo helmets, and flags on the quarterbacks. That's my stance.
Hmm. And to be fair.
Harris Olalea, 2024.
So you are not swashnagling or whatever this
Olalea.
Is. John, you're not swashnagling this where you tell everybody that, no, why would I do that? And then before you know it, you're quitting and you're in L.A. golfing and scooping up poo. You're not doing that?
Scooping up poo?
I'm not scooping up poo. I can promise you that.
Stafford wants to talk about Dak Prescott. When we come back, we will. I've got a take on Dak Prescott that I want to get to because it really, really cemented with me this morning reading an article. It's 9:27. It's time for John to tell you about a product.
Okay. My friends, I'm going to tell you about the Bronco Power Boost. I'm going to tell you about my man, Billy, over at Bronco Power. This dude is really, really cool. He's great. I love Billy. I've been talking to him. We talk almost on a daily basis. He has invented this thing. It's battery-powered, but there's also a 27-pound generator that can go along with it that you can keep your refrigerator, your garage door, your Wi-Fi, your point-of-sale, your cash registers, your security systems. But most importantly, he said he just got a client that has refrigerated medicines. if you in any way, shape, or form have to keep your medicines refrigerated, Billy is here for you, okay? It's a local client with freezer and refrigerators for vaccines in a pediatric clinic. Kind of a big deal if you have to keep anything refrigerated and it's awfully important. This is the way to go. Generators fail. The Bronco Power Boost kicks on immediately, and it is going to save your lights, your TV, your Wi-Fi, your point of sale, your security cameras, your doors. It's going to keep you in business, or it's going to keep you comfortable at home. So if you're looking for a great way, okay, no maintenance. It kicks on by itself. You don't have to worry about it. A 30% discount from the government, okay, rebates from the government, and it's a lot cheaper. It's just a flat out cheaper than buying a generator, way cheaper. So you're looking for a great way to do all these things, BroncoPowerBoost.com, BroncoPowerBoost.com. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Stafford is here. Wants to talk about Dak Prescott, but everybody's talking about Dak Prescott now. What up, Stafford?
Man, what's going on? Good morning, y'all. Y'all the best in Houston, you know? Y'all the best in Houston.
Thanks, pal.
Let me preface my comments by saying I am a lifelong Dallas Cowboy hater. I do not like the Cowboys. I am a full-blooded Houston Texans fan. With that being said, a couple of days ago, y'all were talking about Dak Prescott, and I didn't get a chance to call in. But and then I went home, and I was talking to my dad and my brother, and everyone's ragging on Dak. And it's like I understand. I've watched the same games y'all watched. Dak has had some bad postseason moments. Dak has made a career of bad postseason moments. I understand that. But this notion that you can't win a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott, if it's true, let's say it's true, there's 28 other quarterbacks you can't win a Super Bowl with in the NFL. And really, if you want to say Aaron Rodgers is done, which I believe Aaron Rodgers is done, he's only won one Super Bowl 15 years ago, then, you know, you can say 28, 29. None of these guys are winning. Like, it's only three or four quarterbacks in the league right now that have Super Bowls. Mahomes is winning them all. I get it. Like my brother said, well, Dak ain't losing to Mahomes. I get all of that. But, if the Cowboys lose Dak, where they going to go? They're going in the quarterback purgatory. Because, for one, they're not going to get it. They're going to win too many games with Dak Prescott this year. So they ain't going to have a top pick. They're going to have to trade for a quarterback. If they want to trade up in the draft, they're going to have to mortgage a lot in the future. So, I feel like we're too hard on Dak. I feel like the media is way too hard on Dak. Last thing, Tony Romo, Dak Prescott is better than Tony Romo. Tony Romo never had to beg for a contract. Every time Dak's been up for contract, Dallas just crapped on him. Made him wait it out all the time. And this is why Dallas is in the situation every time, because of how they've been treating him. But I'm done with that rant.
Well, I think Dak has to, you know, you're talking about making him wait. Well, what has he been asking for? Like, he wanted to be over a $40 million quarterback the first time. Now they're talking about $60 million. Dallas also may not be willing to – I don't know that Tony Romo was asking to be the highest-paid quarterback at any point. That's exactly what Dak has been asking for. This is the second time that he's done that. I do think you make – I do like one of the points he made, John. I always think it's kind of a – I think it's an easy little sports argument when you want to try to argue against someone that you can't win a Super Bowl with him. You can win a Super Bowl with Trent Dilfer. You can win a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott. You can win a Super Bowl with any quarterback, provided you have enough around them. Dak Prescott can win a Super Bowl. Absolutely, he can win a Super Bowl. Is he a guy that is going to make the biggest plays and the biggest moments when adversity's on the line? I don't know about that. I think things have to be right for him. But you can win a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott. I think it's always ridiculous to say you can't win this or win that with a certain player. Dak is good enough to get there, and Dak's good enough to win a Super Bowl. Now, is he good enough to be paid what he wants and what his agent wants? I think that's a fair question. You can't just, you should never just pay somebody exactly what they want if you don't believe. The very best players do get paid what they want. Guess what? Dak's not one of the very best players. You just said it yourself, Stafford. So I think that, you know, you can't just say, well, they just got to pay him. They're making a beg for money. No, it's part of business. When you're dealing with $40 million and $50 million and $60 million contracts, part of the business is deciding, man, do we want to do this? Is this what we want to do long term? Well, we got to pay Micah Parsons. We got to, you know, C.D. Lamb is stepping out of camp. Like, there's a lot that goes into it. It's just not about just, oh, we think Dak's a good quarterback. Yeah, they think Dak's a good quarterback. Do they think he's a $56 million good quarterback?
I guess.
Do you think he's that?
You asked, you made the statement that Trent Dilfer could win. You know, Brad Johnson won one. I guess the question is, can you build a team strong enough to help Dak win if you're paying him what you have to pay him, what he wants?
I would argue that they have in some ways. I mean, I would argue that what are you missing exactly? Your offensive line, you know, it's not great, but everything doesn't have to be perfect to win a Super Bowl.
No, everything doesn't have to be perfect. But the Trent Dilfers and the Brad Johnsons and the Jim McMahons are few and far between.
Well, you've just named three out of like 54, 55.
Nick Foles can win a Super Bowl.
Who?
Foles can go on a playoff run and win
Nick
a Super Bowl.
Nick Foles, yeah, there's four. Joe Flacco.
Well, Carson Wentz was
Joe
before
Flacco
that happened.
Won one.
Carson
five.
Wentz was an MVP candidate.
There's five. And then Foles
and
won,
so was Dak
John.
Prescott. He was an MVP. Last year was an MVP
and
candidate.
And Foles won, yeah. So, I mean, there's five already. We're already to five guys who you can win a Super Bowl, but you have to have a certain type
of team.
Or even
just get there. Once you get there, you got a shot. Brock Purdy,
for the
Jimmy
most,
G.
Yeah. But you know who's winning? Pat Mahomes is winning. You know who's winning is
well, that's
Matthew
irrelevant
Stafford
for our conversation.
Tom Brady is winning. You know, John Elway's winning.
Matt Stafford's
that's his
one.
Stafford's
Peyton
whole
Manning's
argument.
Winning.
Well, Matt Stafford's another one. What did we think of Matt Stafford before he got to the Rams?
Matt Stafford is a top 10 quarterback.
So is Dak Prescott.
Yeah, Dak Prescott's top 10.
He's on the border.
Dak Prescott's
Matt
in the
Stafford's
top 10.
Okay,
just do it then. And tell me where you're going to put Dak in.
Oh, you know what? You're going to put Burrow in, but I'm telling you, who's had a better 4-year run?
Joe Burrow got to a Super Bowl already.
That's great. What else has he done?
Dak Prescott doesn't get out of the first round.
You're using that, but Joe Burrow's not playing football all the time. Like, you got to play.
Oh, stop. Okay, you put Dak ahead of Joe Burrow. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, Joe Burrow gets this automatic entree when he can't stay on the field. Like, this idea that we accept players not playing and still give them the adulation that they're the greatest in the game or whatever, dude, you got to play. Especially if you're a quarterback.
I don't know. I've seen a bunch of NFL experts. They have Joe second.
That's fine, but I just know Dak doesn't miss a lot of time. He did that one time with Cooper Rush.
But you don't win a lot of playoff games either.
But you're saying Dak, I mean, who do you think is better, Dak? Or who do you think is better, Dak or with the Eagles, Jalen Hurts?
You go with Trent Dilfer and see how many Super Bowls you win. He wins one out of 60.
Not the argument.
You got to have the guy.
He's substantially better than Trent Dilfer. Do you think Jalen Hurts is better or Dak?
I think it's close.
I don't. Jalen's had 1 year.
Oh, I think
Dak
it's real
has been
close.
Playing at a high level since 16.
Jalen was the quarterback of a team who fell apart last year.
Yeah, he was
and
there.
And he's also
the
quarterback
of
a team that made a Super Bowl.
That's great.
And
John,
it happened
but
once.
What about the body of work?
And now that team is in flux, and if Jalen doesn't play better, everybody's getting cleaned out.
Yeah.
And Dak has won nothing.
I know, but Dak also
and
wins
Dak,
10,
Dak
11,
part,
12 games.
And Dak has been part earlier in his career of some crappy Cowboys
So how
teams
long
too.
Did it take Jordan to win? I mean, if you want to use that argument that Dak has won nothing, and I'm not calling him.
He's got a better supporting cast than Jordan
but
did.
But Jordan, Olajuwon, sometimes it takes guys a long time. I don't think Dak is a premier quarterback, but to act like Dak's not one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league is just.
Okay, name
just,
him. Then tell me where
I'll
he falls in.
He's better than everybody. If you want to put Burrow in there, that's fine. You got Burrow is the only – Burrow and Lamar Jackson. He's better than Geno. He's better than everyone. You want to put Stafford, that's fine. But in that division, he's better than Kyler Murray.
Josh Allen?
I think he's better than – I'll give you Josh Allen. I don't know what to think on Aaron Rodgers right now. I got to wait and see.
I'll take Aaron Rodgers.
Tua, I think Tua and Dak are about the same, to be honest with you.
But that's not an argument.
But that's not a knock on Dak.
The guy's consistently put ahead
of Dak. I also think Tua's in the top seven.
The guy's consistently put ahead, and Tua's a different argument.
Nobody in the – I put Dak ahead of Kirk Cousins, so everybody in that division –
Is he better than Herbert?
Yeah, I think he's been better than Herbert.
And Herbert's consensus top 10, so if you put him ahead of Herbert, then yes, he's a top 10 quarterback. Because Herbert's always in the top 10.
You put him ahead of CJ?
Really, for what?
You put him ahead of CJ?
I'm putting CJ there, but he's had 1 year rookie year. But I'm also projecting CJ right now. Yes, Dak historically is better than CJ, but that's also because CJ hasn't played enough football. Projection wise, I'm going to project CJ at the end of the year is better than Dak.
I'll give you Dak as a top 10 quarterback. I think he's borderline. He's right there at the at
so
10.
If you're top
he's
10, right can you win a Super Bowl?
He's right. Yes. He's right at that neighborhood. He's right in that neighborhood. He doesn't win though, dude. But he doesn't win.
But that doesn't mean he can't win. That doesn't mean he can't win. I think that, you know, you have to have some things. You got to also take a look at, is it his performance? How does the defense perform in some of the games he loses? I'm with you. Look, Dak is a tough one for me because I would never want to pay him $55 million. I would never want to pay him $60 million. Never would I want to do that. But that's a separate argument from, can you win a Super Bowl with him? I just think that, you know, you can't just give in and say, well, Dak wants to get paid. Stop messing with him and just give him his money. No, that's like pay that man with Correa. You don't just – there's other decisions to be made. You have to think about this. Like, Micah Parsons has a potentially a bigger impact on the defense than Dak has on the offense. I mean, Micah Parsons has got to get paid. CeeDee Lamb is going to get paid. You know, it's just this quarterback. This is a big problem in the NFL. These above average quarterbacks making elite money is just, you know, Dallas. It's a tough one because I got to argue both sides a little bit. Yeah, I'm with Stafford on that. I think Dak can win a Super Bowl. But man, I don't. You know, to your point, John, do I think he's going to be a win because of when all the chips are down, he makes this incredible play above all odds and plays much better than the rest of his team? I don't know that to be the case. In fact, I would tell you it's probably not the case. But I've seen Joe Flacco go on a heater and win a Super Bowl. I've seen, you know, Nick Foles go on a heater. And these guys played well after, you know, when they needed to. And well, Dak's okay. better than both
so
those
Dak
guys.
In the postseason is 2-5. He's 14-7 touchdowns to interceptions. He's 7.1 yards per attempt. By all measures, he's worse in the postseason.
Yes.
By all measures, he's worse in the postseason.
Many quarterbacks. So are Lamar Jackson. Do you have the same vitriol for Lamar Jackson?
No, but Lamar, that's the thing about Lamar. He doesn't win in the postseason.
I know. Do you have the same vitriol for him? Or do you
I
just
don't
say
have
the
vitriol
MVPs?
For anybody. I'm telling you, but Lamar Jackson is better. He's got a couple MVPs.
That's all you're. Then tell me how he performs in the postseason. Since it's all about winning a championship.
Right.
And you had Jalen Hurts and these guys who have gotten to. Joe Burrow got to a Super
well,
Bowl.
Well, listen. Listen, perform. The Cowboys are going to have to pay him. Pay him, Cowboys, and see, you know what? That's great. Just keep on going. Keep rolling Dak out there. See what happens.
Well, you have to. You've got yourself in this position unless you want to, you know.
And give him $70 million. That'd be great. Give him 70 or 80.
Stop being this way.
No. Steve, give him $100 million.
Stop being. Dell, will you tell him to stop being this way?
No, I just want him to wrap it up so we can get to another segment. I mean, this is John. I'm going to tell him to stop being some way.
Yeah.
He's dug in, yeah. Lance.
Okay, he tries to tell me what to do all the time.
I do not. I just tell you when you have
Dell.
Something to do.
You do, and it's crap.
I'm not telling you what to do, but you may want to wrap up the segment so you have some time to do News of the Weird.
News of the Weird is next. You know what's weird is you two Dak lovers slathering
Lamar
all over
six
him.
Touchdowns, six
slobbering
interceptions.
All over him.
He's 2-4, Lamar Jackson. With six touchdowns and six interceptions, averaging 6 yards per attempt.
Yeah.
Keep that same energy with your guy, Lamar Jackson.
Okay, keep that same energy, Ravens. I don't care. I'm glad. Keep losing. I'm glad they lose. I'm glad the Cowboys lose.
So who's better, Lamar Jackson or C.J. Stroud?
Who's better?
Yeah.
C.J.
Two MVPs, though. Wait a minute. Two MVPs. How can C.J. be better?
CJ can't have two MVPs. He's only been in the league
well,
1 year. He's got a rookie of the year.
He's got a rookie of the year.
He could have taken the one from Lamar. They could be tied at one. How could it be better? Two.
He's
I just
better.
Heard two MVPs make
better.
Someone better.
Because they wouldn't give it to CJ there because the writers
Because of what? racist against the his hair. Writers.
No, not racist against his hair, because they're racist against the Texans.
Yes.
The Texans aren't a race of people.
Yes. Yeah, but to us, they are. We're a race. Are. People in Texas,
downtrodden.
It's our own thing.
Downtrodden.
A republic, even.
You know who's awesome? She's an MVP, Doc Manavese. Doc Manavese is an MVP because she's helping people. 100% of the people that go there with an enlarged prostate leave cured, leave without any pain. All the pain involved of shrinking your prostate is that they put in an IV in your groin area, but you know what? Not in your groin, in your groin area, okay? And 45 minutes later, you're fine. I mean, it's unbelievable. The process is fantastic. Doc Manavese is going to cure you of that enlarged prostate. You're going to the bathroom way too much. Can't start, can't stop, up in the middle of the night all the time. You can't go to a game. You're in the bathroom line half the time. It's awful. Awful. Plus, it can lead to urinary tract infection, kidney infections, liver problems. It can lead to all of that. So it's important that you go see Doc Manavese. Don't get surgery. Do not get surgery. If you have an enlarged prostate, there's one place to go. 975prostate.com, 975prostate.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time for News of the Weird. A Florida man, guys, 37 years old, arrested for kidnapping 27 people and forcing them to play Yahtzee for 36 hours straight. Do you think...
What?
This
Yahtzee?
At CBS News. This
Do
is from
not,
CBS News.
Do not use your chance too early in the match. Don't use chance too early in the match.
30... Okay. He kidnapped 27 people and forced them. He looks like he's really got a problem.
No, this sounds like some kind of comedy.
He's a real ginger, but he's got like blonde eyelashes. I mean, eyebrows, and he's got he's scary.
And this happened in Florida?
Florida man.
Huh.
Florida man. I mean, that is scary.
That is news of the weird.
Would you play Yahtzee if you were going to get kidnapped by somebody?
Was he holding you at gunpoint? Who are these people he kidnapped?
How about that? 27 people. And he held the... I don't know. He made them
play
Yahtzee.
I'm not playing a 27-person Yahtzee
game.
Listen,
of all the kidnappings, though, this is my favorite. This is the one I would want.
Cartel or Yahtzee guy?
Oh, my God.
Not even
Hamas
close.
Hamas or Yahtzee guy? I mean, it's not even arguable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Japan is asking young people why they are not marrying amid population crisis. It's not only... Okay, so China you only get one person. Japan, they're having a crisis. Nobody is having relations.
That's happening in our country, too. You know that, right, with Gen Z?
I know.
They don't want to drive. They don't want to drive anymore. They don't get driver's license when they're 16 like we used to. Oh, yeah, it's a whole thing. Because everyone wants to live their quote-unquote best life. And they're like, my best life doesn't involve one person for the rest of my life and definitely doesn't involve kids. That's what they're saying.
And it's too expensive.
That's what the streets are saying.
There's a bunch of you right now.
They're younger than me, but they've learned. Kids are expensive. They're a terrible investment. And how the housing market blows. It costs
too
much.
Well, that's kind of
Del
accurate. Dell
might be Japanese.
I am not Japanese. You may be Japanese considering something.
Apparently, you're
but
not
you're
getting
Japanese
married and
at
having
heart.
Kids. You're not having kids, getting married. You could be Japanese.
Well, stereotypes aside, people believe because of things. People believe Japanese people are smart. And in this case, they're doing a smart thing.
A seaside, I believe this is Florida. A seaside donkey owner is weighing kids to stop obese children from injuring his animals. Do you feel like fat kids shouldn't be able to ride a donkey?
Absolutely not. If we have roller coaster, if you have to be a certain height to ride roller coasters, then that donkey owner should be able to say, you can't get on.
Can you imagine taking your kids to one of those places And the guy goes, "Your kid's too fat to get on this donkey."
Way how up, that, how he hit the he hit this.
How that's gonna go? No,
he what just, is he doing?
He eyeballs it. He eyeballs it.
And he eyeballing
looks,
is
and he
tougher.
Looks at your kid and goes, "Not you,
not you." Not
no,
you,
but
not
he
you.
Said he weighs him. The eyeball well, trick would be you could like look how dense this kid. He could say your child is too densely.
Well, he would say this.
He's too big boned.
Hog, fat ass, double wide, butterball.
My donkey's got a long day ahead of him. He can't be giving kid a rise to your kid.
My donkey's already a little bit of a sway back. I don't need first you of, making it worse.
First of all, it's a donkey. He's not living his best life already.
There's no chance.
Now you're
then don't put,
put
a big giant fat kid on him.
Then you're going to put a fat kid on him?
Yeah.
Come on.
Don't do
that's
that.
That's cruelty.
I just know if it's a Saturday, you're getting the kids out of the house, and you're like, "Hey, let's go to the petting zoo." They'll let you get a donkey ride. And the guy who owns the place goes, "Not your fat ass."
There's
kid.
A flea market.
That's going to be a rough ride home.
There's like a huge flea market not that far from where I am, and I drive down that little street to get where they set up shops with like food, all this incredible food stalls where people just come out and just start cooking. And then there's the flea market down there, and they've got a donkey that I always see. I don't think they're weighing anybody. I think if you want to get on this donkey, I don't care how big you are, how much you've had to drink, just get on a donkey and give me my money.
Wow.
That's capitalism.
That's capitalism, but that poor donkey.
I don't think.
Man.
I don't think they
you,
care.
You're going to be alive long. You keep putting
well, on to the next.
Yeah, we're on to the next donkey.
Cocaine sharks have been found in Brazil. We got a new movie, boys. Cocaine sharks.
What does that mean? Are they smuggling sharks, cocaine through sharks?
No, they're
are
they're
these sharks
apparently,
eating cocaine?
They have found cocaine in the waters and are eating it and are going crazy. It's altering their behavior.
Hey, here's news of the weird.
Marine biologists found high levels of cocaine in their muscles and livers.
Well, maybe that's why they're all swimming up and attacking everyone now.
Attacking
have you
people,
seen how far up? Have you seen where sharks are coming now?
Yeah. Yeah,
they're all up in our business. I can't get in the water. There's just too many sharks. Here's news of the weird. A guy named El Casito just said, "John, they have," meaning they meaning Lance and Dell, "have Dax juice all over their mouth."
You know, you don't have to read everything you see.
Wow. But why would somebody say that? We were making
we're just having a conversation.
We were making a critical thinking argument about roster engagement. And contracts, and this is Dak and juice and mouth?
We dare to say that Dak may be capable of winning a Super Bowl, so we have juice all over our mouths.
Yeah,
wow.
You guys are. That's what I said.
He must have not heard
I felt the same way.
Well, at least not in our eye.
Okay, not in the eyes? Can we keep it out of the eyes?
We're picking a body
just
part.
Just keep going.
Okay, all right. 90 giant African snails were intercepted at Detroit Metropolitan Airport. Why are people bringing 90 giant African snails into our country? And how do you... you know, the only thing is, were they in his pants? Okay, because that seems to be the way everybody's now smuggling snakes in and every other thing, every spider's in.
Not a snail trail.
Stop.
Okay.
Oh, Ken, you guys are both done for the day. Let's wrap it up. Snail trail in his pants. Let's clean it up. Let's go home. At least you two should.
That's him. That's you two. Lance reading that. That's terrible.
Yeah, why
Lance.
Would you
read
that,
what?
That tweet from Cafecito, whatever the hell his name
because
was?
Because I'm just showing you what John's people are like. This is what you have wrought. We can't even have conversations without this kind of stuff. John, I'm with you, bro.
That's right out of your playbook.
Thank
saying,
you.
Hey, man, get that dude stuff off your face.
I love that. That's my guy right there. That's my guy. All right, we're done. Delvincito and the headband are next right here on ESPN.
You're
going to
be disappointed. He's got a hat on today.
Oh, no, please. Delvincito and the Bandito. That's what the new name is. Okay?
I don't like it.
Kinda. He's got a bandana on. That's all I'm saying. Time for me to talk about Chastain Ford. Love Chastain Ford. Listen, they have been awesome to me. And, you know, I speak for them, obviously. But here's the deal is they're awesome to everybody. Everybody. You join the Chastain family. Chastain, there's a reason that businesses go to Chastain Ford every single time when they want. I met a guy, Matt Hoag, as a matter of fact. He's got Hoag Landscaping. And he said, I bought all my trucks from Chastang. He's got a whole fleet out there now, 50 trucks. And he bought them all from Chastang because he knows that Patrick's going to take care of them. Patrick's going to give him the best deal. He's going to give him the best service. If you have a fleet of vehicles and some go down, Patrick Chastang says, I'll come to you and fix them. So you businesses out there that need your Ford cars or trucks fixed, they'll come to you. Mobile units that'll come out there and fix your vehicles. Listen, they do everything. They bend over backwards. They're the best. Chastang Ford is just simply the best, and you will love what they do for you. You don't have to be a business. I know they're the best in the business, but they're also they're taking care of us as well, and they take care of me, and they're going to take care of you. You're looking for the best way to get into that Ford car or truck. And, oh, by the way, they still have 2023 F-150s on the lot that they're just dying to get rid of, and they're making the best deals you could possibly get. So get there now. ChastangFord.com. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. Chastang Ford.
Hey, you know how Black Friday sales are the best savings of the year? Well, what if we told you Wayfair's bringing Black Friday to July? That's right. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is Black Friday in July. And it's on its way. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, way more doorbuster deals on top products and 24-hour surprise flash deals. Oh, and did we mention free shipping on everything? Everything. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer and the best time to make your home even more you. But it only lasts 5 days, so don't miss out. Mark your calendars, then head to Wayfair for up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the summer. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale, July 24th through 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.